Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You have lived in this area your whole life. Yeah. Well, most of your life. I have not. But I've been here almost 8 years. And I have learned this. That Cleveland and its suburbs loves its local guys. And one of them is with us now. In fact, his high school just tweeted that he was going to be on with us. Andy Isabella Mayfield football tweeted about it. And, of course, UMass wide receiver was great at the combine. Ran like, a 3. What did you run, a 3.9? I mean, that was ridiculous. I'm exaggerating, obviously, a little bit. Andy, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
What was that experience like, the combine and, you know, being with all those other guys and blowing that time? Where did you finish wide receivers? Were you number one in wide receivers? I can't remember now.
It was tied with Paris Campbell.
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Andy, Here's the real question. What round are the Patriots going to draft you in?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Isn't he a Patriots guy?
Let's
be fair.
Are we going to stereotype things here?
Are you tired of the stereotypes?
It's ridiculous, the stereotypes.
Oh, well, yeah. It's funny, though. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, and even I was just in Massachusetts for the last 4 years, too, so I guess it all makes sense.
Yeah, it's true. Did you become – I mean, I'm sure you grew up a Browns fan, I assume, or no?
Yeah, I was a Browns fan, but I was secretly a Patriots fan, too, so it's kind of funny that I went to Massachusetts.
Have you had a chance to meet Tom Brady?
No, I have not. No.
Andy, you played some of your games at Gillette, didn't you?
Yeah, we played. We played all my freshman and sophomore year, all the home games there, and then we got to play a couple games there over the past 2 years.
What was that like, playing in a pro stadium? Pretty cool?
Oh, yeah, it was cool. I mean, just being in the locker room. And I mean, we only have like 15,000 fans come to our games, so when you look in the stands, it looks like it's empty. But it's cool being on the field.
We're talking with wide receiver Andy Isabella. So, Andy, take us through this process. Obviously, the draft is next week. Are you nervous? Are you excited? Do you have any clue? Do you have any feel for what teams want you? What round do you think you're going in? What's it like right now?
It's been pretty crazy, but I've been very blessed. I mean, I have no really idea where I'm going to ended up. I mean, I thought I had an idea a couple weeks ago, but then I feel like now I have no idea. So definitely a little nervous, but definitely excited just to go wherever I go and excited to just be an NFL team.
You know, obviously, Andy, when you went to UMass, it's a smaller school. It's not on a Power 5 school. They were in the MAC when you went, of course. Did you ever anticipate that you would be in this position, you know, 4 years later, NFL draft, getting all this hype, a huge story out of the NFL Combine? It's pretty pretty incredible to see how much you've blown up.
Yeah, absolutely. It was always my dream to play in the NFL. So when I went to UMass, I always had it in mind. That was my goal, and I definitely worked every day to try to fulfill that goal. But I mean, definitely along the way, there was definitely a lot of times where I didn't think it was going to happen. But I mean, I always kept working and kept fighting, and now everything's happened so fast. It's like crazy. Like, it's hard to look back at what I've been through, but it definitely been through a lot. And just happy to be here.
We're talking with soon-to-be NFL player Andy Isabella, who this past season as a senior at UMass had 102 catches, 1,698 yards, and 13 touchdowns. And he had a rushing touchdown. What was that like? Was that even more exciting, getting the rushing touchdown?
Yeah. Like, Coach Whipple always finds a way to get me at least one jet sweep a game. And they block it up pretty well. They never worked for my high school team. So whenever you get me, I'm like, oh man, I got another jet sweep. Coach Whip had a great scheme and always worked. I always ended up getting a lot of yards on.
Now, there was a video that was going around. You beat Denzel Ward in high school. Is that correct?
We went back and forth. There was one time that I beat him in the regionals, and then he ended up winning the 200 at states, and I won the 100. So we went back and forth all the time.
The 100's all that matters. The 100's all that matters, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Where'd the speed come from? Is it your track background?
Oh yeah, I ran track since I was in seventh grade, so I think that I always loved running track. I think that helped me out a lot. I mean, I ended up trying to run at UMass. I pulled my hamstring my first ever race at UMass, and then Coach Whip shut it down from there. But I always loved running track. But maybe that's where it's come from.
Andy, when you were at Mayfield, did you ever think about someday I might be in the NFL?
Oh yeah, like I said, that was always my dream growing up. I mean, playing the NFL, and now I worked every day to try to fulfill that goal. And I didn't know at that time that all that work was going to pay off. But now looking back, I think if I didn't do what we put all that work in and didn't see that for myself at that time, then I don't think this would be happening.
You know, Coach Whipple has an NFL background. He was Big Ben's quarterback coach in Pittsburgh. He coached here in Cleveland. Having some of those NFL ties, did you feel like, hey, maybe he ran your program kind of like an NFL team?
Oh, yeah, he definitely did. I mean, I actually got to see – I was down in I know you're not going to like this. I was down in Pittsburgh last week with the Steelers, and Coach Whip is the OC now at the Pitt Panthers, and they share facilities down there. So I got to spend some time with Coach Whip. And when I was talking to Tomlin said he had a whole hour conversation with Coach Whipple about me. And so me and Coach Tomlin's conversation was fun. It was cool meeting Mike Tomlin, but we didn't talk too much about we didn't have much to say because Coach Whip probably already told him everything. But having Coach Whip was awesome. I mean, at the Senior Bowl, we had Gruden's playbook. It was basically the same thing as Coach Whipple's playbook. So, like, it was super easy to learn the playbook at the Senior Bowl, and that helped me a lot, just, like, going out there and being able to play instead of having to keep thinking what I got to do on this play. So having Coach Whip as my coach was huge.
We're talking with Andy Isabella, local guy, went to UMass 4 years, and now he's going to be a draft pick coming up next week. How many different teams, you know, give the exact number, I guess, but how many teams have you met with? Have you met with a lot of teams so far?
Yeah, at least 25.
Okay. And, of course, you're going to get drafted by one of the five teams that didn't meet with you. You know, that I feel like that happens all the time.
Yeah, so, yeah, I feel like that's why I have no idea anymore. I'm just saying I have no idea. We'll see what happens.
Have you met with John Dorsey?
No, I didn't. I actually went down to the Browns facility on Friday, and they're all in meetings. So I only got to meet with Mike Parisa, the special teams coach.
Right.
But that was cool going around, walking around the Browns facility. It's awesome down there.
Yeah, you feel like there's a lot of pressure. I mean, you went to the Senior Bowl. That was a huge stepping stone for you to be able to prove that you could play with the big boys, all the Power 5 guys. You stood out there, and then you go to the Combine. You feel like there's pressure, or do you feel like, no, I'm playing with house money here?
No, definitely a lot of pressure because a lot of people were hyping me up to be or being something, and so definitely a lot of pressure. But I think I handled it well and was just taking everything day by day.
How is your family handling this? I mean, for the family, it can sometimes be tougher than the player. You know, your family's probably very nervous or excited or wondering where you're going to go. Are they hanging in okay?
I think my mom and dad are probably a little nervous, but I know my brothers are loving it because they get all. I give them all my gear that I get, Under Armour, Nike, Adidas. So they got a whole brand new closet of clothes. So I think they're loving it.
What are you doing for the draft, Andy? Where will you be? At home?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay at home here in Cleveland.
What was the craziest thing you got asked at the NFL Combine?
I never really got asked any crazy questions like a lot of people say. I mean, their biggest thing, they're always trying to ask me, what do I do in my free time? And I was like, I just like to work out and stuff. And they would just keep asking, what do you like to do in your free time? What do you really do?
What do you really do? Like, you don't just work out?
I think you're just making that up. You know, you obviously, you grew up in a football state. You know, you think of the football states in America. You think of Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas, California, right? You grew up in one of these states. You know what everybody here eats, sleeps, breathes football. What do you think advantage that gives you, being from this area, knowing what football means in this area? What advantage, if any, do you think that gives you as you head to the NFL?
I think just the competitiveness of just playing in Ohio. I think Ohio high school football is awesome. And I mean, the fans are awesome. And I know Mayfield fans are awesome. I mean, you get at least 4,000 or 5,000, probably even more at the games. And it's, I mean, just playing football throughout at Mayfield and in Ohio was just the competitiveness and the amount of like people that would show up and show support. I think really helps.
Is there a wide receiver in the NFL that you like kind of look up to or emulate?
I always like watching. I like watching Tyreek Hill, so I'm hoping that maybe I had a workout with the Chiefs a couple weeks ago, so maybe me and Tyreek can play together. Obviously,
yeah, that wouldn't be too terrible getting passes thrown by Patrick Mahomes, huh?
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad either.
So, I mean, obviously, you kind of fight the slot receiver mold, right? I mean, you're 5'9", but you have the speed, you've got the vertical jump. I mean, all the athleticism to be an outside receiver, an X or a Z, as they call it. Do you feel like people do stereotype you to be just a slot receiver?
Yeah, definitely at times, I think. But well, like you said, I mean, I think it's going to just be like, even when I went to UMass, I mean, I started off as a running back at UMass, and then they moved me to the slot. And then when I proved myself in the slot, they moved me outside, and then I was all outside receiver my last 2 years. So I think it's going to be a similar process where I think I'm just going to have to, whatever team drafts me, I'm going to have to start at the bottom and work my way up just like I did at UMass.
I know you did, you talked about you met with the Browns special teams coach. You obviously at UMass, you did some returning, punt return, kick return, and you did some punt returning this past season. Is that something you think is going to be part of your game going into the NFL?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what a lot of teams are asking me, and something that they're going to want me to do, and it's going to definitely help me make a team probably and contribute right away.
Andy, we wish you the best of luck, man. Enjoy the whole time, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Sweet. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.